off to a good start. It's a great day. You know, we threw a lot at these guys, you know, from a mental standpoint, physical standpoint. Started early this morning with meetings and offense, defense, and special teams. And like I said, we gave them a bunch of information. They did a pretty good job of digesting that. Took what we gave them in the meeting room, came out here early this morning, had a great walkthrough, and then a pretty productive practice. Obviously, you know, the things that you expect in a rookie mini camp to happen took place. You know, some drop balls, center quarterback exchange, a few mental errors here and there. But, you know, really what we're looking for is, you know, the effort was fabulous. They came in probably better shape than any of us anticipated. Again, what we put them through with only having, I think, about 31 guys out here and one guy not going, they're in pretty good shape. So we're pleased overall with the first day.
Does this kind of take you back to the roots of coaching?
Yeah, it's like a camp with little kid, you know. When we had a football camp, you know, with my dad for a lot of years, and guys would show up. But, yeah, it's exactly right, especially for these kids, you know. Watching them, you know, last night come in that meeting room for the first time, it's like they're freshmen in college, you know, all over again. So it's kind of neat that way. So, you know, it's a beginner's mentality for all of us. It's great for the coaches, you know, starting over, and it's great for these kids.
Coach, you've got like 12 or 13 tryout guys here. What do you tell them? I mean, get out there and show us what you got. I mean, they're long shots, but what do you tell them?
You know what I told them last night? I said, you're here. I don't care how you got here, but you're sitting in an NFL, you know, meeting right now, and you've made it to this point. You know, and we talked about a lot of guys. We talked about a guy like our defensive coordinator, you know, Greg Minuski, who sat around in 1988 when they had 12 rounds in the draft. And, you know, guys sit around for seven now and act miserable. Can you imagine sitting around for 12 rounds? So he sat there, went undrafted, you know, for 12 rounds and ended up getting in a camp and played 12 years, you know, in the National Football League. So anything can happen. You're here. We don't care, you know, how you got here. Take advantage of the opportunity.
Chuck, obviously last year you had a lot of holes you needed to fill. Rookies were able to come in and start. It seems like almost all of them did, all the healthy ones, or play some kind of a major role. What's the opportunity for these guys? Do you need them as much? Will they be able to have some time to develop, or what's the sense of urgency?
You know, you're exactly right. Again, you know, last year was much different. Obviously, we did have more holes to fill, and guys were able to come in, obviously, especially on the offensive side of the football, and contribute early. That doesn't mean to say that some of these guys that we drafted, or any of the trial guys, or the, you know, college free agents can't come in and contribute in some capacity, especially on special teams. But with what we did in free agency, you know, there's not that many holes to fill. So some of the guys can come in, and the pressure's not on, so to speak, you know, to get them ready as quickly as we did some of the guys last year.
Is that sort of the objective of building your team, as to where you shouldn't have rookies coming in and playing so much?
I mean, that means you're getting closer, you know, from a roster standpoint, a team standpoint, to where you want to be.
Can you say Bjørn Werner for us correctly?
Bjørn Werner?
Is that how you're going to say it?
That's exactly. He's given me permission. So I don't know about anybody else, but I'm good with it, and he's okay with it. So we're on the same page.
Well, you got the name down. What did you think of first impressions in a Colts uniform?
You know what? Kind of what we thought, and probably even better. He's in great shape. He works out all the time. He's a really athletic football player. He can bend. He's got first step explosion. You see him running around here doing some things that, you know, all the things that we saw on tape. Up close and personal now, it's even more impressive. And he's a really bright guy. You know, he picked up, we threw a ton of information and material at those guys on both sides of the ball. And he came out here and you know, wasn't the deer in the headlights, you know, so to speak. He understands, and he gets football, you know, for playing for a short period of time that he has. He really understands.
I realize you're still building and moving. Offensively, what are we going to see different from last year, the transition from Bruce to Pep?
You know what? We're still going to run the football. Again, we're still going to take our shots down the field. You know, we don't want to be in a situation where we have to draw back and throw the football, you know, 600-plus times. And obviously, you know, some of that was due to you know, self-inflicted wound, so to speak, getting behind early, and we had no choice but to throw to catch up. So hopefully, you know, we can run the football better. We will run the football better. I feel, you know, great about the offensive line where we're at, and, you know, we're still going to be a power run team and those type of things, and try to get ourselves in third and manageable. But, you know, maybe a few more check downs, you know, a few more screens here and there, quick passing game, try to get the completion, you know, percentage up a little bit. But, again, you got to run the football, and we're still going to take our shots down the field.
You like the group you have with really only three proven guys running the football. Do you like what you have here as a running back group?
Yeah, love them. Yeah, love them all.
What are some of the intangibles that you look for during this time?
Mental capacity, you know, how quick they can, you know, pick things up, you know, their how they fit in the locker room, how they work together, all those type of things, you know, their work ethic, biggest thing is really the mental part of it. You know, you get an idea, you can see on film, but you don't actually know, what they're being taught or what they're being told. So being able to take what you give them in the classroom and see what they can do out here, you know, on the football field, and then see how coachable they are, see how they react to different guys coaching them.
Justice Cunningham came in here with a reputation as a blocker, but he looked pretty good out there running routes and catching the ball today.
Yeah, he's an athletic guy, you know, and he can stretch the field. And I know there's a couple balls that he'd like to have back and a few that hit the ground, but big athletic guy, we knew that, and pretty sharp guy. So we feel like we got another guy in the mix there that can actually, you know, like you said, he's a good blocker, but also become an effective pass receiver.